News Radio KMAN, final segment of the program. And we have RCPD Director Dennis Butler. Tyler Sefkus is here. He is the Communications Center Manager. How many people work in communications at RCPD?
Right now, we have 18 full-time, 19 full-time, and two part-timers that help us out quite a bit. Should make a plug here while we're on the radio. We need dispatchers. It is a fantastic career. It is a challenging career, but it's something different every single day where you step into dispatch. And I never saw myself going that direction when I was here doing sports. But it has been a great 11 years for me in dispatch. And so if you have any interest in even just coming in, sitting in with us and seeing what we're all about, you can call in 537-2112, ask for either myself or Don Barfus in HR, and we can set up a sit-in. We're always accepting applications and resumes, along with we'll need a typing test, but that's pretty much it for prerequisites for becoming a dispatcher at RCPD.
A typing test.
40 words, Dave. Can you do it?
40 words per minute?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I don't think I could.
Shocking.
You got to remember, I grew up with manual typewriters.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think it might have 11 years ago taken me a couple tries to get 40, actually. So I shouldn't make too much fun of you.
I still thank my mother for sending me to typing class when I was 13 on a summer break. I was the only guy in there, but I'm telling you, it was a smart move.
See, we predate Commodore 64.
That's right.
Wow.
For whatever that's worth. And you talk about hiring as far as dispatch. You know, there's also some new positions and such. And there's always a need for new personnel, not necessarily new positions, but for new personnel.
Yeah, that's right. We're adding 3 correctional officers next year. Also a video clerk to help us manage all of the electronic media that we collect, both to respond to requests and also to get that to the county attorney's office in a timely manner.
Does that include the body cams?
Yes.
Largely what that is?
Yes. And in the detective unit, we're going to have a digital forensics detective. That will be his full-time job. Right now he carries a caseload, but he also handles any electronic media to a certain degree that comes in. Sometimes we have to send it out just because of the volume or the technical needs, and we want to keep that in-house so we can turn it around quicker and help our detectives with their cases.
All right. Well, we just got about 3 minutes left here in the program, and let's just touch base quickly about some things that we may not have covered. Tyler, let's start with you. I mean, we've talked a lot, but, you know, the tower locations mm-hmm. have been designated, and obviously there's some – I know that there was just some CIP money that the county designated for that, and a lot of people don't realize that the county's responsible for that. That doesn't come out of the RCPD budget, but it's still taxpayer-funded.
There are when you're talking about the tower and a lot of the
infrastructure
mm-hmm. yes, all the separate entities, police department, Manhattan Fire, all the separate entities have had to lay out some money for their equipment, their radios and everything like that. But we also have 911 funds that come for the county as well. That's a separate fund that's also there to help us out a little bit with that as part of this whole thing, which, like you mentioned, is quite expensive, but a necessary expense.
And I know a lot of the portable devices have been purchased over the years kind of incrementally, you know, to make sure that they're ready for the upgrade. And that's kind of eased some of the short-term costs.
Yeah, and since we've known about it for quite a while, we've been able to lay some money aside at the police department, especially for what those portable radios. We don't have the portables at this point, but we have been purchasing some of the mobile radios for the vehicles that will be capable and ready when the time comes.
Director Butler, we got about a minute left.
Well, I engaged the services of a facilitator to work with my command staff and the law board. Typically, when we meet either separately or together, there's always an agenda for us to go by. And I've worked with this gentleman before, and what I like is that he gets us in the room and helps us talk about things that maybe we haven't talked about. And a lot of it is vision for the future, pie in the sky kind of stuff. We met with the law board on Wednesday, and it had to be an open meeting because all the law board members were there. And I think it's important for our listeners to know that his direction at the very beginning of the meeting is, let's talk vision, pie in the sky, be creative, don't be bound by the normal restrictions that you think you operate under. Talk about what you want to see for your community, for the police department. What are your roles as law board members? And so we had a great discussion on Wednesday. We are going to be coming back together probably sometime in October with the command staff and the law board together to continue those discussions about the future.
All right. Tyler, it's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. This was fun coming back and seeing all the old faces that are still here.
Yeah.
Are you going to let me sign this thing off with my old name?
Hang on here.
You just give me the cue.
When I'm not available, I want Tyler to fill in for me from now on.
Done deal. Okay. Director Butler, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's good
and
to be here.
And now we're going to go back. We're going to have a radio throwback. Tyler, knock it out.
All right. This has been In Focus. Appreciate Dave Lewis, Director Butler. For News Radio 1350 KMAN, I'm Tyler Haynes.
There you are.